The third one was my favorite, man. Yeah, it was good, man. It felt so good. 18 years old, I was doing laundry. That laundromat's still there, actually. 7th and Magnolia, Long Beach. And I'm finished doing my laundry. I have one extra quarter. I'm like, my lucky day. So I put it into a Pac-Man machine, and I'm killing it. I'm playing. I'm doing well. And before I know it, this guy comes up, puts a gun to my head. He's like, hey, homie, give me your money. And at first, I thought it was a friend. And at first, I didn't think it was a gun. I thought it was like a cell phone or a stapler. Who knows, you know? I just felt it cold, and I tried to make eye contact. I'm like, who is it, you know? That startled him, and he's like, look the fuck down. I'm like, all right, that's not a friend for sure, you know? He would have said something by now, you know? So I have the gun to my head, and now I'm scared. But at the same time, I'm flattered because, shit, he thinks I have money, you know? That's pretty cool. Look, I don't think there's bad people. I think there's bad choices. And I don't think he was a bad guy. That fucker saw potential in me. Right, that's pretty good. Think about it. A guy with a gun walks in, scans the room, looks at me, he's like, that's my man. It's like, oh, thank you so much. I feel flattered, man. It's like, you picked me. So gun to my head, he starts patting me down, nothing, man. He moves over to my left side because my wallet was in my front left pocket, right? So when he moves over to my left side, there was enough suction built up in the barrel of the gun that when he moved, like I heard a and it made him laugh, like, and I laughed too because his laugh made me laugh, like, like, did you hear that, you know? Here's how stupid I was. I thought we were sharing a moment there. Like, you know when somebody's mad at you, you make them laugh, you're like, oh, you're not mad at me no more, you know? In my head, I'm like, you're not robbing me. He's like, shut the fuck up. I'm like, oh, he's robbing me. So he gets to my left side, pats me down, nothing. He gets to my wallet. He takes my wallet out, man. And I see his face just drop. Like, I don't know if you've ever let somebody down while they're robbing you. But he was disappointed when he realized that my wallet had Velcro on it. Velcro on a wallet is not a sign of wealth. They put that there for coins. I had no bills in my wallet. I just had a lot of Canadian pennies I found interesting over the years, you know? Because when you're young, that's fun. You find a Canadian penny, like, oh, wow, look at this. That's different, you know? Pot leaf? No, maple. All right. And the guy's just pissed off, man. He has a gun in one hand, my Spider-Man wallet on the other. And he's pissed. I'm wasting his time, you know? He goes, really, motherfucker? I go, yeah. And I used to think cartoons made that in predicaments. You know, when they're in trouble, they go, But if you're a human in a predicament, you can make it too. So he shakes his head, man. He's shaking his head. And he starts to open my wallet. Now, if you've ever owned a Velcro wallet, you know that you need these four fingers free and clear to get in there and get it clean open. He didn't put the gun away. I thought that was very interesting. Ballsy, you know? So he's holding on to the wallet. He's going. Finally, he opens it. Pennies everywhere. It looked like Sonic the Hedgehog had run into something. And I drop down to my hands and knees and I start picking them up before they fade away. I've played the game before, you know? And as I'm doing that, the guy decides to grab my wallet and just throws it at me. And it hits me. I'm like, oh. He's like, look at me, motherfucker. I'm like, uh-huh. He's like, do better next time, you broke motherfucker. And that hurt my feelings, man. What I wanted to tell him is like, hey, man, you're robbing people at a laundromat. You're gonna get coins every time, man. Maybe you should do better.